Off-ground harvesting of almonds is something the industry is thinking about to keep down the dust and also increase food safety because the nuts never reach the ground. But sometimes nuts do just fall to the ground from wind. What to do about those? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report. Patrick Brown is the UC Davis Plant Science Department. He's studying off-ground harvesting, which gets away from the traditional shaking and later picked up.
If we do an off-ground harvest, then you will never have a sweeper nor will you have a pickup from the ground, so that anything that falls on the ground before you get out there is potentially lost.
Brown said they did an analysis on how prevalent that so-called windfall of the nuts really matter.
90% plus of the times, it's really not an issue. There's not enough nuts on the ground to be of a concern. There are, of course, occasions. You get a windstorm through the orchard. Perhaps the grower is late harvesting and the nuts are super dry on the tree. Maybe they're going through the orchard with a lot of machinery, you know, mow and rake and clean and pick up. All of those events can result in large amounts of windfall, but I think they're pretty much all, except for the freak windstorm, they're all manageable.
But with off-ground harvesting, you get to harvest as much as 2 weeks earlier, which you can avoid a lot of that windfall.
You automatically mitigate a lot of those issues.
It may not be too long before you see off-ground harvesting in California. Equipment's already being developed. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.